afternoon, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking.
Hi, Tanya. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Tanya, I have a bit of a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
So I need something. So I'm applying for disability pension with Centrelink, and they said that, you know, I need, like, medical evidence from the specialist that I've seen.
Right.
Do you know, like, I've seen Dr. Devadula before. I was just wondering if there's, like, a, like, can, do you just email me, like, my records, or do I have to book an appointment to get her to fill something out, or what do, how do I do that?
Yeah, so normally she doesn't kind of, because of the paperwork that's involved with all that. Are you an existing patient of hers? So
I haven't seen her for a while. My GP is happy to do it. It's just that my GP of 10 years has left, so I'm seeing a new GP.
Right.
So I just kind of need something to prove to her that I've been to, like, a rheumatologist in the area.
Yep. So basically, if your GP has got the clinical letters from Dr. Devadula, I'm being completely honest with you, it's probably going to be quicker for your GP to do it.
Okay.
Dr. Devadula, we can ask her to do it, but there's no guarantees that she will do it.
Oh, no, my GP will do it. I just need something like my new GP is happy to do the paperwork.
Yep.
Oh, she just kind of needs to see the records that I have seen her.
So your GP should have had clinic letters sent back from Dr. Devadula, so I can have a little look.
Yeah, because it was it's a new, completely new GP. My previous GP that I saw for like 10 years has left.
Right. Yep, I do understand that.
So I've got to start from scratch.
Yep, I do understand that. So if that's the case, then the GP is going to need to put something in writing requesting your medical records.
Okay, all right then.
If she's not the referring GP, but let me just have a quick
look. No, she's definitely not.
What's your name?
So, surname is Wood. First name is Jessica. Generic spelling on both.
Okay. And your date of birth?
26th of the 1st, 1988.
Okay, all right. Let me just have a look at when you were seen last. So, Dr. Devadula hasn't seen you since 2020.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
I had to call the original one that I saw in 2006 when I was diagnosed as a teenager.
Yeah.
So
I would doubt very much that she would. Let me have a look.
Have records from that long ago?
I can see there were two clinic letters, one in July of 2020 and one in October of 2020, that was sent back to Dr. Mark Berry at Morayfield.
Yep. Okay. Well, I could probably call them and ask them to refer it because they're the ones that have said to me, just let us know what we can do to help with your new GP.
Right. Okay. So that Dr. Mark Berry would have copies of letters. So it's up to you. You can either speak to the GP there and ask for the clinic letters to be forwarded on to you. Otherwise, you're going to have to put something in, get something in writing to Dr. Devadula, and there's going to be a process. It's probably going to be much quicker for you to do it through the GP.
Okay, I'll call. Yeah, because I'll call there. The practice is still open. It's just that he's not there anymore.
Yeah. If the practice is still open, I can give you the dates of the letters. So at least you can say there were two clinic letters that Dr. Devadula forwarded to Dr. Mark Berry. These are the dates, and just request copies. If you have any issue with it, then just send something in writing to us.
Yep.
And we'll get on to Dr. Devadula. But
so it was July 2020 and
So
or
the 8th,
October?
8th of July 2020 and the 24th of October 2020.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
I'll give them a call. Thank you so much for your help.
That's okay, no worries at all.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Bye.